Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Gags Tandon, and I want to welcome you and introduce you to something absolutely brand new on Anfield Index. It's AI Audible. But before we go and talk a little bit about that, I need to introduce you to maybe a familiar voice. I think it's been a while since you heard him, but this is the brains behind AI Audible. It's Mr. Trevor Downey. How are you doing, Trev? How are you feeling?
Guys, I am doing very well indeed. Thank you very much. It's very nice to be back in some capacity.
Mate, I am so excited about this, and I think so will everybody else that's listening right now be excited that you're back in some capacity, in some form. Do you want to just explain to people that are listening right now, and obviously this is our marketing tool for getting this out, because we're not starting just yet. We're going to start very, very soon, in a couple of weeks. But what is AI Audible, Anfield Index Audible even?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, guys. So basically, mate, what I've spent a lot of time, let's call it downtime recently, where I've been listening to a lot of stuff because of various issues that I've had going on myself health-wise. So in that time, I've been listening to an awful lot of different content from different websites, and it struck me that it would be wonderful if the really quality writing on AnfieldIndex.com had basically an audio version of them, whereby you could, you know, go to the article, click on the article, click on a little button that would bring you to a version of somebody narrating the article to you, because, you know, sometimes that suits people a lot better. I know, for example, I've done a lot less reading. Okay, there are various reasons for that, but I've done less reading and I've done an awful lot more listening. So I thought maybe this would be a good way to marry up two things. And, you know, it's a bit of increased functionality for AnfieldIndex.com. And also, I think it gives people an extra way to access material that maybe they wouldn't have heard or experienced otherwise.
I totally concur with you, because I am a lazy bastard. I am a lazy reader. I do not like reading. I really hate it. So for me, AI Audible will be perfect. I will be the number one listener for this, because I will listen to all the content that writers put out there. I will know exactly what you're writing, people. Be careful. Yeah. Be warned now. I'm on you now. You know, normally it's just the editors reading. Now you're going to have the editors, Trev, and me reading all your stuff.
See, you've just put the shits up all the writers. that's a real worry now.
What a wonderful idea, Trev, because this is taking media to another level, and having your written content narrated for those on the go that can't read. And, you know, I know plenty of people want to read the articles. I really do, but they just don't have time. Now, if you're out of, you know, in the future, right now we haven't got the facility, but this will have its own section on the app. So you will be able to go in the app and every day content will be uploaded. So AI Audible will be right at the top of the list every single day, because all the content going out, Trev's going to be narrating it. So yeah, it's a massive job. It's a massive intake for us as a site, as individuals, myself, Trev. What effort's going to be put in, and the editors as well on the site, who are changing the way they work a little bit to accommodate this. So thank you to them as well. And, you know, so basically all of you will be able to listen from your car, your commute, on your train. If you're vacuuming, you can listen to Bices. And also, there's going to be a little bit of added stuff from yourself as well, isn't there, Trev, on this?
Well, this is certainly an idea you and I have been kicking about, where maybe we could have a little bit of a reaction to the topic of the piece rather than the piece itself. It's not going to be in any way a comment on the writing or basically the specific content of the article, but more around the idea, kind of a response to the idea. And this may be in the form of like a little tacked on bit, maybe at the end of each of the articles. We'll see if there's an appetite for that.
There will be. People want to listen to Trev Danny talk Liverpool.
People may have had an earful by the time they get to the end of whatever article, but you know, the choice will be there for them to have that extra little piece at the end as well. And maybe, you know, we can have that as a full package, then the article narrated, yeah, and then, you know, the little extra bit as well.
It's bite size, right? It's everything's going to be bite size, because obviously, how long will it take really to read a 500 word piece or a 1,000 word piece? Maybe some of the longer ones are 2,000 words, but how much would it take? It's not going to take long, you know, you can be done in 5 minutes or so, but then adding your own little bit on. So these are all going to be bite sized shows, really good for a commute as well. Maybe even for those that have shorter commutes, this is going to be perfect, right?
Well, absolutely. And this is where I've kind of genuinely, honestly fallen away in terms of the amount of reading. I'll have to be honest. I did very, very, very specific reading in the past. But now my reading has fallen away to the extent that, you know, I get all my news and information in audio form. That's how I do it now. And I think an awful lot of people might relate to that as well. And just the idea that you could get through all the new articles, say there's two, maybe three a day or two a day, you can just pop them on when you're in your car or walking to work or whatever it is, and you're up to date with whatever the most recent little bits of news and content are, you know. And to me, it's just a really accessible way of getting information into you. And at the end of the day, people wouldn't be under droves on Twitter if they didn't want information in there, you know, if they didn't want access to information. And this is just a more expedient way of doing it than sitting down reading it, you know.
Massive for the writers as well, that their content is going to be displayed in another format, in another way, you know, medium for them to get exposure, because you'll be obviously talking about who wrote it at the start as well, so their piece is going to be getting exposure. So absolutely brilliant all round for everybody that's contributing on the site. So I just want to say a massive thank you, Jeff, because it's a great idea. I welcome it. I think it's definitely worth investigating. We've now gone for this, so let's say
we're all in.
What are we saying? Next couple of weeks or so we should kick this off.
Absolutely. I, the sooner the better. Let's narrow it down to that. A couple of weeks and we will be up and running. We're pretty happy where it is at this stage anyway, so we're almost good to go.
And just before you go, a couple of words on Liverpool before you go. What do you think of Liverpool and the club? Because obviously, yeah, just on this season overall, what do you think?
Do you know what, mate? And I've said it now repeatedly for whatever the amount of months it is since that wonderful German bloke has been around. It is fun again, man. It's just fun again. I enjoy the games. Yes, I am likely to fire remote controls at the TV and hide behind the couch and all the other negative emotions that you normally associate with a match. But generally speaking, it's just fun, you know? It's just fun and it's enjoyable. And it's really interesting that that's coincided with us sort of re-emerging as a proper force. And there's no doubt about it. I've seen so much negative stuff. I've been given it a wide berth, to be honest, all the negative stuff. But my God, generally speaking, people are having fun watching Liverpool again. And that's what football should be for me. That's what football has to be for me. It has to be fun. When I write pieces, I want to inject a little bit of fun in them. Not just, you know what I mean? It's gotta be entertaining. And, wow, Klopp was brought that in spades.
I just listening to you there, Trev, makes me even happier that this idea is going to be so good, because you're going to be infectious and bring positivity to pieces and, you know, have a different kind of take. And like you said, you're moving away a bit from the negativity side. You're thinking that it's much more fun to watch Liverpool again. So your Downey's take is what I'm calling it. it's going to be such a wonderful part of that, of AI Audible to listen to, because people will actually want to know on the topic when they see the topic come up on the AI Audible Twitter account, which is where you're finding this from, AI Audible at AI Audible on Twitter. They'll see the title of the article and think, first of all, they want to know what the article is, but they'll also be interested, what's Trev got to say? So I actually think this is going to be a really, really good part of AI. I want to thank you for coming back and doing this as well. This is a massive, massive uptake of work for yourself and for us. And welcome back, mate. Welcome back to football.
It is good to be back. Like I say, in whatever context or in whatever capacity, it's nice to be doing something again. And, you know, I honestly didn't know if that was going to be an option for me. And for now, it certainly is. And, you know, this is what I want to do. And it's great. It's great to have the opportunity, mate, to do it and to do it in the way that I wanted. And since we started talking about it, I think pretty much we've been of a mind in terms of what we want from this. So like you say, first and foremost, people are going to get to hear the ideas from the great set of writers that you've put together there on the website. And second, if they want to, then they can hear the idiotic ramblings of the Irish bloke who's just narrated the article to them. So, you know, it's an interesting package.
It's absolutely fantastic. I would not be doing it if I didn't think so. And I don't go into things half-hearted. As you know, we will be doing this. This is coming very, very soon on AnfieldIndex.com, on the app in the future, well, 2017 for sure. And there's so much more we'll integrate this AI Audible into. If there's any other ideas you have, you can forward them on to myself or Trev. Basically, come through me. Trev's not on Twitter just yet, but yes, but we will get this. This will evolve. Everything evolves, and this is just the start of AI Audible. This is just the start of Trevor Downey on AnfieldIndex.com. So I'm going to leave this with, welcome back, Trev. Thank you very much, and everybody else, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Happy Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.